You may be familiar with the Apollo program's geological studies of the moon during the 1960s, but you may not be aware of the extensive research that went on before those studies. The research work of two early scientists was especially important in determining the nature of the moon's surface. Back in 1892, a geologist named Karl Rove Gilbert was challenging the prevailing views about the moon's surface. At that time, most scientists thought the craters of the moon had been created by volcanic action. Gilbert made some careful telescopic studies. There were no spacecraft back then, so telescopes were the best way to observe the moon. Gilbert concluded that the lunar craters were so uniform that they had to be the result of the impact of falling bodies, such as meteorites. Still, his contemporaries rejected his work. 50 years later, a graduate student named Wolf Baldwin researched Gilbert's studies. He too met with resistance, and he left academics to run his family machinery business. But he didn't give up his research. He worked alone at this period of time, and eventually wrote an influential book called The Face of the Moon. A young geologist was so inspired that he managed to incorporate geology into the Apollo missions. The Apollo missions eventually confirmed most of Baldwin's ideas, which is astonishing considering that he wasn't a professional scientist.